Today, the tax reform debate in D.C. kicks into high gear when Senate and House lawmakers meet publicly to try to hammer out the differences between competing tax overhaul plans. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports three senators from our region have more power in the process than most.
There are 535 members of Congress, but a mere 29 are a part of the formal conference committee that's tasked with figuring out the final version of the GOP's massive overhaul of the nation's tax code. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is the only Republican from our region on the panel, and he's expected to play a key role in the effort. But he jokes whether getting a seat on the most talked-about committee in Washington is good.
Is that congratulations or condolences?
There are still debates happening behind the scenes on items ranging from how much to cut taxes for corporations to whether to allow teachers to deduct their school supplies. Toomey says his main focus is getting a bill to President Trump's desk.
I want to get an outcome as soon as we reasonably can that can pass both bodies.
Democratic Senators Tom Carper of Delaware and Bob Menendez of New Jersey are also on the conference committee. We'll get to their role in a minute, because they're in the minority party, so they don't hold much sway. As for Toomey, Pennsylvania Republicans don't quite know what to make of his role on the committee. Congressman Ryan Costello represents parts of several counties west of Philadelphia. He says Toomey represents the GOP well on tax policy, but he's not sure if Toomey is pressing for policies tailored to Pennsylvania.
Just from a policy perspective, he's well steeped in these issues. I don't view that in so much as a Northeast issue as in as much as I do just like, you know, he's well versed in those issues.
Toomey is the only Republican from the Northeast on the conference committee. But because he's in the Senate, House lawmakers from our region, like Pennsylvania Republican Charlie Dent, say they're talking more to Speaker Paul Ryan and his lieutenants than to Toomey.
And I'm actually working more through my House leaders right now, or the House conferees, more than Pat, but I'm sure I will be communicating with Pat as well.
That's how many House members in the region feel, in part because Toomey has opposed keeping the state and local property tax deduction that's essential to many Northeast House members. But Dent, who announced he's not running for another term, says he prefers that the Senate bill keeps the inheritance tax, though it doubles the size of the states that are exempt from it, instead of getting rid of it altogether like the House bill does. But he says he likes that the House bill doesn't end Obamacare's individual health care mandate. Dent says that means he'll be talking to Toomey about some items, but House leaders about others.
There are some areas where I prefer the Senate position, and there's some where I prefer the House position. Where I prefer the Senate position, I'm going to share it with both sides. I've done that.
Toomey came under fire for sponsoring an amendment that appeared to only shield the conservative Hillsdale College in Michigan from new taxes on university endowments, when several colleges in his state would get hit with the tax. Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle says even though that amendment was defeated, it shows where Toomey's heart is.
But on something like this, I really wish that he would look out more for what's in the interest of Pennsylvania and not necessarily one college in Michigan.
Toomey denies the charge that he offered the amendment to benefit Hillsdale alone. He says it was tailored to colleges that don't accept federal funds and have large enough endowments to get hit with a proposed new tax.
I believe that Hillsdale College would qualify for this. There are other colleges that choose to forego the funding. I'm not sure how many of them also have an endowment large enough at the moment that it would have an impact on them, and I have no idea how long it might take them to develop an endowment.
Delaware Senator Tom Carper is one of two Democrats from our region on the conference committee. He says his goal is to bring the GOP tax proposal to the middle, which he says means it should match what President Trump has actually promised.
The tax, the final tax bill should not benefit people like the president, people of great wealth. Two, it should help the middle and middle class families. And three, it should simplify the tax code. That's what the president says he's for. And we want to make sure at the end of the day the final product looks like what the president has said he would sign.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is also on the conference committee. During the floor debate on the Senate bill, he lambasted Senator Toomey for calling the state and local property tax provision a subsidy for the Garden State, when New Jersey taxpayers send more money to Washington than they get back.
The only people who come out on top in this legislation are those who are already sitting at the very top. So much for draining the swamp. This is about as mucky as it gets.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says it's a shame Republicans have locked his party out of the tax reform negotiations until now. But he says Menendez and Carper have a chance to make a difference in negotiations because the GOP can only afford to lose two Republican votes in the Senate.
My hope is that in conference, because the margin of passage in the Senate was so close, that there may yet be an opportunity for reconsideration, and having Senator Carper and Senator Menendez at the table will certainly help.
Today, the conference committee kicks off its first public meeting on the sweeping tax overhaul. But the real negotiations are expected to take place behind the scenes, making having a seat on the committee even more valuable. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.